This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. So I am joined right now by the author Natasha Forrant. Hello, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm very well, very happy to be here. Thanks for having
me. Oh, no worries. You've written the most beautiful book, Voyage of the Sparrowhawk. It is such a lovely adventure. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so I'd like you to imagine something. Imagine it's the first spring since the First World War, just about 100 years ago, just over 100 years ago, and you're 12 years old, and since your parents died, your horrible uncle has kept you locked away at boarding school. You've got no friends, and you're a victim of these horrible bullies, and all you want to do is to come home. So you've got yourself expelled, and you've told these lies, and you're on your narrow boat and you're living back at home again, but things, your uncle's still horrible. And the police really don't like the idea of kids living alone on boats. And there are people who can help you, but they're a long way away, they're in France. So you tell a few more lies, and you take your dogs with you, because you've both got dogs, and you set off in the dark, in your boat, all the way to London, along the Thames, to the Kent coast, to the Channel, because you've decided that what you've got to do is get to France, to these people who can help. The only thing is, narrow boats really, really aren't meant to go on the sea. So that's the sort of start, that's the premise of the adventure. Two kids who live alone and need people to help them, and who decide to take their fate in their hands and to cross the Channel in a narrow boat, braving storms, going to a land going to France, which has been devastated by war, to look for people who might or might not be there, with dogs which might or might not be pregnant and expecting puppies.
When I say it's a beautiful book, I genuinely mean it. I was hooked immediately with Ben and Lottie, and they collide into each other's lives, and then it's a voyage of love. They're going to try and find people who love them, yeah, and who they know can help them out, basically.
Yeah, exactly. My friend had this dog, a Chihuahua, which had been rescued. He's called Dobby, like Dobby in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And I gave him a big cuddle, and I said, oh, Dobby, maybe I should write a book about you. And everybody loved the idea of me writing a book about Dobby. Like seriously, they just all thought all my other ideas were terrible. And then they just said, yeah, write a book about Dobby. So it all started very small, just with Dobby. So I was just like, okay, how am I going to write an adventure story about a rescued Chihuahua? And then at the time, I was studying in North London, and every Friday I'd walk down along the canal, along the towpath, and I'd go past all these beautiful narrow boats, and I sort of look at them and I think, oh God, you know, I wonder where they've been and where their stories are. And so in my mind, these two things started to mesh, sort of narrow boats, rescue chihuahuas. How do I bring these two together? Obviously, when you rescue a chihuahua in an adventure story, you don't just rescue it, you steal it. And then when you've stolen a chihuahua, you have to find somewhere to hide it. And then maybe you could hide the chihuahua on a narrow boat. So it all just sort of started from these two things. And then it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And you talk about it being about love. I mean, it really is about these kids who have known love in their past with their parents, and then lost it and have found themselves completely alone, and they still find each other, but then through their own determination to make their lives better, they go out and they just sort of meet more and more people, and more people start to help them and love them. And even though the police are chasing them, and even though there's still Lottie's horrible uncle who's vile, yeah, the sort of the love just sort of grows and grows. Quite epic, but like you say, full of love.
It is an epic adventure. And I have to ask, did you go on a narrowboat yourself to get yourself in the mindset of the Sparrowhawk and of Nathan Ben and Sam?
And I did actually talk about that, to ask a lot of people people who know about narrowboats, could you drive a narrowboat across the Channel? And they all just told me I was insane. But actually somebody has done that.
Really?
You can drive a narrowboat across the Channel. I mean, it's not recommended. And they had a whole flotilla of people accompanying them, to make sure that they could pick them up if they drowned. But it can be done, but it has to be done when the sea is completely still as a
meal. Right. Because as a kid, I went on a barge holiday, and I can imagine it's not probably the easiest to get it across the Channel. That would be quite tricky.
You're right.
And what made you set it in World War One?
It's not in World War One. It's after World War One.
Yes.
Which was important, because I wanted to set it at a time Wars are very interesting for writers because it's really an opportunity for everything to be rebuilt. You know, everything's thrown up in the air, and then it opens up a lot of possibilities. Because I was starting with this premise of the Chihuahua being rescued, but then I thought, well, actually, you know, why did Lottie rescue the Chihuahua? You know, why did she have this empathy with a creature that needed to be rescued? And I thought, well, maybe she needed to be rescued as well. And then I sort of thought, well, actually, you know, maybe the person that she brings the Chihuahua to, so Ben on his narrowboat, maybe he needs to be rescued as well. And then it sort of occurred to me that all the characters in the book might need rescuing in one way or another. And so a war is a good place to start, because essentially everybody's lives have been disrupted, and everybody needs to recreate them.
So I'm joined right now by the author, Natasha Farren, and she is about to do my quick fire round of questions that I ask every author to do. How do you feel about this, Natasha?
Terrified. Terrified, because when other people say, oh, we're going to do quick round questions, I always find that I can't be quick, but I will try. I will do my best to be quick.
Don't worry, I'll play very loose and fast with them. First up, books or Kindles?
Books.
Heroes or villains?
Villains.
Film adaptation or TV adaptation?
TV.
Ben or Lottie?
No, you can't ask me that. I'm not going to answer. That's like asking me to choose between my children, but I just will win. I'll just whisper Lottie.
Oh, excellent. I got you. Writing or reading?
Reading.
Reading. Hogwarts or Narnia?
Narnia.
Laptop or write by hand?
Write by hand.
Bookshop visit or school tour?
School.
Do you write 9 to 5 or do you write when you fancy?
I try to write every day. Writing when you fancy is a myth. You never fancy writing. You never fancy writing. So not 9 to 5, but definitely routine.
Paddington Bear or Winnie the Pooh?
These are really hard questions.
I know.
Do I have to give one word answers?
You can give your explanation. Don't worry. It's fine.
Oh, okay. Paddington because he's funny. Winnie the Pooh because it makes me cry every time I read it. Paddington, yeah. Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, wow. And the final big one, salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
Salt and vinegar, obviously.
Yes, that's the correct answer. Yes. You could say anything for any of the other ones, but it's the salt and vinegar that I care about.
No, salt and vinegar, it just goes without saying, really. I mean, it is an argument we have in our household quite a lot, though.
You'd be surprised how many authors I've argued with that. That's the main one I'm bothered about. But you've won. Don't worry. It wasn't too painful, I don't think. I mean, they're precision engineered for authors.
Yeah, no. It wasn't too painful at all. I just wanted to say how much I love going into schools, and I love meeting lots of kids and having conversations with readers and being in that school environment. And I really miss it in these weird lockdown times that we've been going through. So I just wanted to say to any children listening out there, good luck being back at school, and I really, really hope that I can come back and start visits again soon.
And if any of our listeners want to find out more about Voyage of the Sparrowhawk, are you doing like virtual blog tours, or should we go on your website? Where's the best place to find out?
I have done a virtual blog tour, I'll put all the details on my website. It's natashafarrant.com.
Well, Natasha, thank you so much for telling us all about your book, Voyage of the Sparrowhawk. It is genuinely, I loved it. I thought it was just such a great book.
Thank you. I'm so pleased. That really means a lot.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.